Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Time is 4:16. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jan Morehouse and her good buddies. We still haven't really shared their names yet because they're kind of clandestine about it. And everybody's a little bit embarrassed about being Jan's good buddy, right?
Yeah, they should be too.
Fair enough. Our quote of the day this afternoon comes from Samuel Butler. Quote, "You can do very little with faith, but you can do nothing without it." So I believe in you guys. All right, Jan, before we start talking with the guys, what exactly is Rising Stars all about?
Rising Stars is all about recognizing students in Humboldt County who are super achievers or super strivers. Sometimes the students are participants in a competition. Sometimes they win the competition. Sometimes they go on to state or national competitions in the area. But everyone who has the opportunity to participate gets to be called a member of the Rising Stars.
So this isn't a subjective. This is an objective earned title.
Very objective earned title. But I want to tell you that the signature event is the Stellar Student Awards. And that's
a
whole story.
Also, to be a star isn't enough. You have to be a stellar star.
These are the real stars. These are seniors who were selected from a pool of seniors from all over the county. Seniors who were nominated by their schools on a per capita basis. Some schools had two or three, some schools had only one, but they had a range of criteria they had to meet. They had to, their GPAs were considered, the level of courses they were taking, they had letters of recommendation, they went through extensive interviews. I think we had 18 or 19 possible stellar students this year, and these young men stood out above the rest, so they are part of the Rising Stars.
So do you guys have a real flippant attitude? Before we say your name, you can answer and it's okay.
I think we are pretty usual.
Too bad. Okay. So they're kind of middle of the road kind of kids then, huh?
Well, you know, they probably wish that
road
they
kill.
Could be seen
yeah,
that way.
Roadkill. Yeah, okay, that works too. Yeah. Okay, Jan, why don't we introduce them and then we can talk a little bit about what's
sure.
going on.
I asked the boys to introduce themselves. We'll start with Wayne.
Sure. My name is Wayne Zong, and I am a Arcata High senior.
And I'm Elise Rebell. I'm a Academy of the Redwoods senior.
What set you guys apart from the others? Could you tell? Did you have any inkling at all that you had a shot at this level of recognition?
I'll let Wayne go first.
I think it's like our academics, like our school things, like take up like 40%, and then the rest of it is our outside school stuff.
The extracurricular?
Yeah, the extracurricular stuff. Yeah.
Well, the thing at Academy of the Redwoods is there's not really much extracurriculars. It's mainly just academics, and the extracurriculars are far and in between, so if you're able to do an extracurricular, that's pretty outstanding up there.
Or it would be something community-based rather than out of the school.
Yeah, like for example, I'm ASCR president. Most people don't ever go into student government at Academy of the Redwoods because they're focused on their schoolwork. I guess that was what set me apart from the rest of the students.
And coming from being a Eureka High grad, I wish I hadn't when I was a senior.
So Elise is being modest. Elise is the student body president.
Yeah.
Of Academy of the Redwoods, but also?
Also of the College of the Redwoods.
So he's finishing his high school diploma and also finishing?
Three. Associates.
I'm not ignoring you, Wayne. I'll get to you in a second. Was your experience out at CR, as I knew a couple of kids in the first year when they started that up, great academically? Socially? They felt that they missed out.
I agree with them.
That's fair?
Yeah, because academically it's great. I mean, I got top-notch classes. I've literally finished the calculus series. I'm taking all the specialized math courses that CRS offers. I'm literally done with all of them. But socially, like, I've only been to, like, one prom. I've only been to, like, you know, like, zero dances. It's the social life isn't as great as, you know, as you'd get as a traditional high school.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Wayne, what sets you apart?
I think it's my extracurricular stuff. I have 4 years of volunteering at the American Cancer Society. I, I've I graduated from becoming like a shoe cleaner to a cashier on the outside floor. Yeah, I think that's
okay. Now you're saying for the Cancer Society in the retail store.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Discover Shop.
Yeah. boy. Rising star shoe yeah, shoe oh boy. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to rise, you sometimes have to start at the
come from
base.
Humble beginnings.
Yes,
isn't
sir.
That the phrase that's there?
And you were willing to do that, and it's not that you weren't already busy with schoolwork.
I was pretty excited to be a shoe cleaner at first, and then I realized the glamour of the job.
Yeah. Good, so a little common sense. See, I knew that there was a little attitude baked in these kids, and they just hadn't perhaps had the opportunity to share the attitude.
That's
yeah.
Right.
KINS, News and Information Times 422. We'll be back with more from Wayne, Elise, and Jan.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 425. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Elise, Wayne, and Jan, all of them, various capacities, are involved with the Rising Stars program that the Humboldt County Office of Education is underwriting, coordinating, supporting, etc. Wayne, as you look at what this has allowed you to do so far, okay, what's it going to allow you to do next year?
Next year, I will be attending UC Berkeley, and I will be a molecular and cell biology major. And hopefully my future track will be to become pre-med, like doctor-wise.
So what did this recognition help you get into Berkeley?
It came after admissions.
Well, is just gravy then.
It just toppings on top.
Oh,
yeah.
Neat. Molecular what?
Molecular cell biology.
You know, they didn't walk over to the part of the campus that I ended up with on a very regular basis. One of us had to get lost for us to combine and meet each other. Elise, how about you?
Well, next year, I guess the fall semester, I'll be heading down to Cal Poly, and I'll be studying electrical engineering.
Did this help you out, the recognition or being involved in the program, or was the Academy of the Redwoods the thing that really allowed you to springboard to Cal Poly?
Like Wayne said, this was after the admissions process, so it kind of like gravy on top, as you would say. But Academy of the Redwoods was more helpful, as in, like, they have the support built in, they have these classes and these support workshops built in, so I think the academics really helped me on that kind of sense.
When you guys get into the collegiate setting, you've obviously already performed at a level not a lot of kids get to. Do you sense that you've kind of already had a little bit of the collegiate experience before you got there because of the rigors of the classes that you took and the commitment that you had to the academic side? You think the transition is going to be a little bit easier for you than perhaps other classmates or others in going from high school into a four-year setting?
Well, obviously someone who's taken rigorously class is going to do better in university's workplace as opposed to someone who's just, you know,
Oh, you haven't talked to it. I got you on that one. Wayne, how about you? What's your answer?
I agree. I think that hard classes help you prepare for college better. And it's not the experience that you gain. It's like the study skills that you
learn. Bingo. Yeah. You win. Elise, I don't know, man. That's one of the things that we found, and I presume both of you guys did well naturally as well as doing well on the commitment level to the academics. I know, and you guys know too, Jan, I don't know if you were one of them or one more, like a solid 3-point in school. The study habits, you know, if you're one of those that have the ability and you don't have to study and then you get into the college setting and now you got to kick in, it takes you 2 years. But it sounds like both of you guys are I'm not sure about you, Elise. I'm going to keep my eye on
that. Time management, I know, both of them. Oh, hugely, we couldn't huge. Imagine how they got done everything that was listed on their resumes.
Just for references, guys, for anybody listening, what were your SAT numbers? Or ACT, or both, if you took both?
I have no idea.
Okay. How about you, Wayne? Any idea?
I got a 33 on the ACT.
And 30, was it 36?
Out of 36, yeah.
Out of 36, okay. Cool, I like you. You took the ACT, I did too when I was going through. That was fine. You, no idea, huh, Elise?
SATs, I think the first time I took it, I got 1,600, maybe high 1,600s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not slacking, my friend. I don't know if you would want to take it a second time if you got high 1,600s.
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Strong,
certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I think that there's probably a perception from some that, well, you have to have something special to really be a star student. Mm. And I would suggest you guys probably busted your buns as hard as anybody did studying, mastering the topics at hand, getting to know your subject matter. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I know some people who are, they're geniuses. They got 2,100s on the SATs, and they're just, you know, just kind of slacking it now. So
their time will come.
Yeah, they just have to work hard for it.
And you know, the Stellar Student Award does, and the these exemplary students are not necessarily always the valedictorians at the school, because the process actually looks for excellent student work ethic and so forth, but also giving back to the community.
Well, that's what Wayne, was it you that said 40%?
Yeah.
So you thought 40% was in the classroom and 60% was outside.
I'm not the valedictorian. I'm the salutarian of Arcata High.
You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, but
it's okay.
I think it's a plus that I'm not number one. It allows me to like set a goal for myself to achieve what I can.
Still, yeah, because you'll be having to step it up at the next level too. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 4:31. I know, Elise is not sure how to deal with me. Perfect. We'll be back after this.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon. Wayne Zhang?
Zhang.
Forgot the H. Sorry. Elise Rabel?
Close enough.
What? What'd I miss?
Well, it's...
Rebel?
Rebel, yeah.
Okay. Kind of like the model company with a B instead of a V.
I have no idea what that is.
Really? You've never made any of the plastic model? The plastic model kits? The cars and the boats and stuff? The airplanes?
Maybe I'm too old.
They've been busy.
I thought he was going to say too young. I had to process that one. Check
They've
it
been
off.
Busy.
Okay. And Jan Morehouse. Jan is the Executive Director of the Rising Stars Program. Jan, for folks that are unfamiliar with it, you know, we've certainly been running a fair amount of commercials the last little bit, extolling the virtues and generating some community support. But what is the Rising Star Program? Where did this thing come from?
It was catalyzed by a request from our governor in 2007 to all the counties in...
Schwarzenegger.
Ha,
all right, I got it.
Good job. He asked all the counties throughout the state to select one, two, or three based on per capita, again, of their highest achieving students or the students based on the criteria they wanted to use who should be recognized at the state level. Brought all those students to the state, and out of the 52 counties, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, there were 25 that surfaced. And at that point, Gary Eagles, who was our county superintendent of schools, decided that this was something that should not just happen on the whim of a governor, but should become something that is part of what we do. So often there's a focus on rising, helping students rise who are underachieving or remedial. And often the students who are busting their buns are, you know, it's sort of taken for granted. So since 2007, we've been having the Stellar Student Awards. It was really fun the night of that these young men were surprised with the recognition chosen and announced to go back in time and now over 6 years and say, where are they now? It's incredible what's been achieved by those students that have been identified over the years.
You guys saw that she just set herself up, right?
What are some
of those examples?
I wish I'd brought my notes, but they have graduated from college. Some of them have achieved 2 degrees. They're working as professionals in the field. They're doing what they dreamed of doing. They're doing research in biomedicine. They're doing research. One young man is headed off to Australia this fall, and he's working on designing and building prosthetic devices for people who are missing limbs or have injuries.
I think he may have been in here.
Oh, he may have been.
I think Gary had brought him in.
He would. There's a young woman who is now writing economics textbooks, not textbooks, actually. She's writing a curriculum for students to access economics courses online for Pearson. So we're proud of that. Sometimes people might think that a rural community like ours would not produce outstanding individuals, but that is just not the case. We've got outstanding kids.
I bet you we stack up per capita anywhere.
Well, this spring, we just got the results from the State Science Fair. About 900 students from all over the state participated, and we came away with 4 awards.
Don't steal his thunder. Gary didn't tell you that? Don't steal the boss's thunder.
Yeah, he sent me here.
Yeah.
He said, thunder away. Anyway, so that we recognize Science Fair, Spelling Bee, History Day. We do the Young Artists. We did the All County Music Festival just 2 weeks ago.
So. Guys, when you see some of the things that are going on out there, was that a cattle prod for you? Or nice, but you're running on your own track right now, and whether or not you got recognition as a rising star, valedictorian, salutatorian, anything, did the extra stuff matter, or was this an internal drive that you had? Go ahead, Wayne. The other guy's trying to make it look like he's thinking real hard. So,
the extra stuff, if for example I can't attend Science Fair or History Day, I would try to go do something else that would like set me apart from the rest of the crowd.
So, kind of saw it as a motivator.
Yeah,
Elise.
Well, when I want to say I had the opportunity to do it. It's just I was taking pretty difficult classes. For all of you who are listening, I'm sure if you guys could relate, if you guys have ever taken Chem 1A at TR, you would know what I'm talking about, but that class kicks your butt. So I was concentrating on that. And
you were worried about the shots rifling over your head. You had your head down and you were, in the trough working hard. Okay.
Yeah, but I did, whenever I had free time, I did try to give back to the community what I could. Through volunteer work, through, like I said, I'm the president of ASCR. I would help support an event.
What about your nonprofit? Maybe you should mention that.
Oh, right. And with our nonprofit, we also we held a community event for the Academy of the Redwoods. We got everyone together. We kind of showcased all the clubs, fed the whole school for a day. It was a great event.
He forgot to mention that he set up the nonprofit.
Oh, right, and we set up the nonprofit. Me and my board, not just me.
Yeah, okay. Good man.
Me and my board.
Good. Yeah. Now, did you train somebody to backfill behind you?
Unfortunately, no. I moved right into ASCR after that. So I'm kind of stepped from
two lessons then learned, right?
Yes.
How to and what not to.
Exactly.
That's good stuff. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 4:41. We'll be back with more from Wayne, Elise, and a little bit more from Jan.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Jan Morehouse, who's the Executive Director of Rising Stars, a program sponsored by and part of the Humboldt County Office of Education. And then we've got the two fellows that were selected this year as their, well, not just a rising star.
Stellar students.
A stellar. So I got the zenith boys. How's that, huh? Apex? No, nothing. Okay. Guys, there's always opportunities to do things better, particularly when you're outdone and you can look backwards. What would you give to Jan or to anybody associated with the program to make either the Rising Stars a little bit better, a little bit more effective? What areas would you, if you could do a little bit of gap management, what areas would you look to make the program a little bit better, or for the community just even to know a little bit more about it? Go ahead, Elise, you're up first.
All right. Well, one of the lacking things I noticed was the lack of press. I mean, money's a great motivator, but I think press is equally or greater than money motivator. I mean, there's like no newspapers or writers or reporters or anything at the event, which, I mean, after talking to a couple other past Stellar student winners, they had at least a little bit of press. This time there was none, and that was kind of demotivating, but the opportunity of being on the news is a pretty huge motivator for most people.
Don't discount this, baby. Don't discount this.
No, I'm not. I'm
right
not
here, right
this.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
But it took a while to get here, didn't it?
But for the event. Yes. The event itself and the recognition of all 19 of you. Okay. Wayne, what do you think?
I think press is important, but I think the money is actually a bigger issue. Like for me, during my college selection process, financial aid was a huge, huge part of it.
An influencing factor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Factor, yeah.
So you'd just like to have a bigger pot of gold? You think that would get more kids motivated more?
A bigger pot of gold would be really nice.
Two bars instead of one.
A chest of gold bars.
A chest of gold bars, I see. Oh, that's right, because you're not just doing four, are you?
Well, I think that the money that they were awarded as Stellar Students might cover one textbook these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me about that one. We got a kid in. It's amazing some of the things that are going on. So, Jan, as you look at the program and the future of the program, do you want more than 19? Is 19 the magic number?
Oh,
do you think you can get hundreds eventually motivated into this and the recognition that it's not just pure academics, that it's more the well-rounded student? Where do you see this program in 5 years?
Our goal with the Stellar Students is probably to continue to look for the cream at each of the schools, and they have a per capita that they're allowed to submit. Not all schools participate, so sometimes it's
more
than this.
Some schools don't?
Sometimes they feel like they have the number that we need and the people that we need, and sometimes they just haven't responded. But most have responded. So it may not grow a great deal, the Stellar Student one, but we are trying very hard to expand our Rising Stars opportunities to hopefully include every student in something in their K-12 experience. We are really trying to reach out and look at the next best thing that we can put in place. We're exploring, for example, a seal of biliteracy so that students who finish high school with at least two languages. Would either of you have possibly been appropriate for that?
Are you bilingual?
Well, do you count computer languages?
Well, you know.
The binary does question. Not count, no.
Spanish, English?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
There we go.
Trilingual? 3.5 lingual.
Okay, that's... what's the half?
Chinese.
No, I guess I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
Bangla.
So every other word?
Give or take.
All right. Yeah. That's about as far along that path I go. Yeah.
So we're looking for something that will ring the chimes of kids. And we want the press. We want, because we think the younger students, if they could see more of what's going on.
That's why I was wondering, these guys, culmination of the local education, great one. What about the kids at like the junior high level? That, I mean, is there a spot for them in this same kind of a setting or not?
We haven't done a junior high level Stellar Students Award, but junior high level students participate in Science Fair, History Day, Spelling Bee.
Right, all the event stuff.
All the event stuff. But, you know, that's a real thought. What if we were to set the bar for a middle school student to say, see if you can achieve that recognition at this level?
It would be interesting to see a well-rounded junior high kid, not a stud athlete, not a 4-point that, you know, hasn't seen the sunlight in 4 years, mm-hmm. but somebody who was really the well-rounded and getting tied in with the community service.
Younger, reached down younger.
Yeah, just, yeah. It would be interesting to see what you could find at that right. early age, because these guys, certainly you're a little bit more independent than what you were when you were in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So.
And then they could win it again.
Yeah. Oh, I see a double dipper. Okay. Thanks for coming by, guys. Congratulations on your recognition. Kick butt in college, huh?
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Jan,
you very
thanks
much.
For bringing them
Appreciate
by.
Appreciate the time.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Wayne, Elise, and Jan. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.